Yehuda the Menorah by Rabbi David Baton. This story and other stories by Rabbi David Baton may be found on www.teachittome.com. Yehuda loved life and loved his mission. Yehuda was no ordinary lamp. He was a menorah. He had the special job of shining bright with holy lights of Hanukkah. He was not alone in this. In the Jerusalem menorah shop, there were so many different types of menorahs. Some menorahs were wide on the bottom, some on the top. Some used oil and some not. Some were silver, some were gold. Each menorah is special and unique, but all worked to show off the beauty of the Hanukkah lights. For an entire year, they would prepare. Each one had his own special way of getting ready for the magnificent 8 days when they would shine bright each night, adding one more light. Some menorahs worked on their shine. Some menorahs worked on strengthening their branches. Some on their bases. If you're going to be showing off the miracles of God, you have to prepare and work hard. It's not easy being the chosen lights. Yehuda the menorah worked most on his mind. He would think and contemplate hours on end about the greatness of God and how on Hanukkah he would share with the world the great light that symbolized triumph of what God says is best over what man thinks is best. "Yehuda, I've had enough of this," shouted one of the menorahs. "All year we work on ourselves to shine for only 8 days, while all those other lamps get to burn all the time. It's not fair." Yehuda turned to his fellow menorah with a stern look. "We are the chosen lights, proclaiming to the world the miracles of God. That is something to be proud of, something to work hard for. No other lamp can do that." "I don't care, Yehuda. I've been talking with many of the menorahs around here, and we don't want to be different. We want to be like all the other lamps. They get to burn any time they want." "Life is not about burning when you want," Yehuda said. "It is about fulfilling your potential, doing God's work, and uplifting the world." "Yehuda, I don't care what you say. I'm going to do what I think is best for me, and I know many others here are in with me on this." Small tears began to fall from Yehuda's eyes. "But don't you understand the greatness of what you have already? Are you just going to throw it all away?" "Sure, it's great to be a menorah, but it's got to be better burning every day." With that, he stormed away from Yehuda and huddled with his other like-minded menorahs. Moments later, there was banging and clanking all over Yerushalayim. Many of the menorahs started cutting off branches and pounding themselves into different shapes. One menorah shouted, "Look at me! I'm a street lamp!" Then another shouted, "I'm an elegant candelabra, and I'm going to sit on some rich guy's table!" One by one, most of the menorahs had changed themselves into different kinds of lamps. Each one then jumped in front of the window, shoving any of the menorahs that were left aside. Within days, shoppers snatched up all the new lamps. They couldn't keep themselves away. Something was special about these new lamps. One shopper told another, "These lamps, I'm telling you, they have a soul. Just look at them." Yehuda and a few other menorahs were all that was left. "This is a tragedy beyond compare," Yehuda moaned. "My friends, we must band together and be ready. Those foolish menorahs have no idea what they have done to themselves. When they wake up, we need to be ready for them." One of his fellow menorahs cried out, "But Yehuda, will they ever wake up and realize how far away they are from their holiness?" With a sigh of great concern, Yehuda looked into the eyes of his fellow menorah and said, "Hanukkah is coming, and we will burn brighter than ever. We must. Then they will see the light of God's miracles and realize who they are deep inside. They are not just lamps. No matter how far they have gone and how much they look like other lamps, they are still menorahs inside." "Yehuda, how will we help them?" "We will shine out to them, be there for them, love them and take them back into the shop and help each one fix themselves once again into a beautifully shaped menorah. Yehuda and his fellow menorahs trained harder than ever before. Yehuda then proclaimed, Hanukkah is days away. Train harder. Be stronger. Every fallen menorah will know that we, Yehuda and the Maccabees, menorahs assembled for caring about our brothers everywhere, are coming for them. When Hanukkah arrived, they were ready. They shined brighter than ever, shining throughout the city. But as their light shined, many of the other lamps in the city began to dampen. It was the rebellious menorahs, now lamps of all different types. When they saw the lights of the menorahs, they realized their mistake and knew deep inside they couldn't go on burning away with ordinary empty lights. Their hearts ached inside, realizing that they once too had been burning with the true light of Hanukkah. The next morning, there was a tumult at the Jerusalem menorah shop as people were fighting to return their defective lamps that just didn't light up anymore. Yehuda and the Maccabees were ready to take back each one, treating them as if they had never left. Come quick, Yehuda shouted to the returning lamps. There is still time for us to help you. Prepare for the next night of Hanukkah. That next night, the Hanukkah lights were stronger and brighter than ever before, with more menorahs burning and shining brightly, the miracle lights. And so it was each and every night. More menorahs burned, and every morning more menorahs returned. By the time the eighth night arrived, all the menorahs were returned home again, and shining once again as never before, filling the world with the light of God's miracles.